It's e-efsher, it's impossible to be ma'ilamayin, and not to mention the famous medrash that the Rebbe always quotes regarding the Beis HaMikdash. That the medrash says that after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Eibishter came to Yechezkel, and the Eibishter started telling him the measurements of the Beis HaMikdash. So Yechezkel told the Eibishter, it's not enough that Yidden are in Golos. You have to tease them and tell them about the Beis HaMikdash also. We know that there's an expression, pouring salt on an open wound. He says, you just threw the Yidden into Golos, that's an open wound. The fact that you're telling them about the Beis HaMikdash is like salt on an open wound. So the Eibishter said, Chibishvil Shabana Yoishvim Begoyla, because my children are sitting in Golos, Yebinyan Beisi Batul, my building of my Beis HaMikdash should be Batul. So he told the Eibishter, how is building the Beis HaMikdash going to work? So the Eibishter said that through that they learn the measurements and the pratim of the Beis HaMikdash, Maila Lova Kosov Kilu Bnoi. It's as if you're building the Beis HaMikdash right now. On derech it says b'negei karbonis that kol ha'isik b'teiras oila kilu hikriv oila kol ha'isik b'teiras chatos kilu hikriv chatos. If you learn about the karbonis, it's like you actually brought them. On derech says b'negei the Beis HaMikdash, that when we learn about the nyanim of the Beis HaMikdash, the measurements of the Beis HaMikdash, it's ki'ilu b'noi, it's as if you're building the Beis HaMikdash mamish. So therefore, today we're going to give an overview about the basic measurements of the Beis HaMikdash. All the details you learn in Hilchos Beis HaBchira, you have to know like this. The simple way to remember it is that it was 100 by 100 by 100. It was 100 amos long, 100 amos wide, and 100 amos high. It was 100 by 100 by 100, the second Beis HaMikdash, and therefore all the pratim, how it equaled 100, that's not the time now, but it was 100 by 100 by 100. There were five basic differences between the second Beis HaMikdash and the first. The main thing was that the second Beis HaMikdash was longer and was bigger, but it was missing five things. The five things that it was missing was the Urim V'Tumim, it was missing the Arin, it was missing the Mata Arin, it was missing the Tzintzenes Haman, and the Shemen HaMishcha. These were the five Inyanim which were missing from the second Beis HaMikdash, which were not by the first Beis HaMikdash. Where is the Arin? So the Rambam writes that when they built the Beis HaMikdash, they built little caves underneath. Why they built caves underneath? Because they knew that the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed, and they wanted to have a place where the Arin can be put so that the Goyim will not touch the Arin. But the Rebbe asked a simple question. Why taka is it that in the second Beis HaMikdash, the Eibishter took away the Arin? The Arin is such a vital keli. How is it shaykh with the second Beis HaMikdash there was no Arim? So the Mesnagdish pshat is, because being that the Yidden weren't learning Torah then, because it says in the second Beis HaMikdash was Rafu Yodah Milimudah Torah, they weren't big Talmud Torah, the Yidden weren't on a very high level. So therefore, that's why they didn't have the Arim. That's the Mesnagdish pshat. But the Rebbe teaches us a Gevaldik pshat. The Rebbe says like this, because the Yidden in the second Beis HaMikdash were doing, they weren't learning, if the Arim would be there, it would be a kateger against the Yidden. It would be, the Arim would say that the only way to connect to Hashem is through Torah. And being that there's no Torah now, so therefore the connection to the Eibishter will be severed, will be cut. The fact that there was no Arim there, what does it show everyone? That a Yid's connection to Hashem is higher than Torah, is deeper than Torah. That a Yid's Yachas to the Eibishter can be tiffer than Torah. And then in another Sikha, the Rebbe explains a fascinating fact. That because the tunnels were built from the beginning, So that was really the Aryan was there. The way we learn simply that the Aryan's place was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but in case of emergencies, we hide it in the basement. But being that the basement was built l'chatchila for the emergency, so when the Aryan is in the basement, it's in its place. The Aryan l'chatchila has two places. It has one place that it's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the second place it has is in the under the tunnels. Now, if it's takadir and they're doing all the excavation, they're going through all the different parts, how come they have yet to find the Aryan? So obviously the simple beer is that the Eibishter wants it hidden until his time. In other words, you can until the time when the Eibishter wants it revealed, mekem zuchen and zuchen and nishkefinin. Like we explained in Negeah Sambatin, that we explained that someone asked the Maral of Prague, how come with all the technology in those days, they didn't find the Seres HaShvatim? Now the Shaila today is obviously 10 times as much. How come they didn't find the Seres HaShvatim? So Maral said that the Eibishter hid them and he made the technology also. So if he wants them hidden with all those cameras and videos that you're going to have, you're not going to find them until the time comes. The same is true b'negei the Aryan. The Aryan, the Eibishter wants it hidden for now, but of course, when the time comes, the Aryan will be returned. It's just an echama to know that the Aryan is in its place. That part the Goyim can never touch. Because there's always a part of a Yid which the Goyim cannot and will not ever have a shlita over the Yid. And the Aryan, which represents the Etzem and the Shama, the Aryan is always b'mkayme, the Aryan is always shalim, the Aryan is always in its place. Sometimes it's b'goli and sometimes it's b'helef. But in its place, the Aryan is always in its place.